Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been in the financial services business now for 28 years and a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,400 families in 43 states. It is such an honor. It is a privilege. And you know, we have a dual mandate when it comes to our clients. And basically, we have two things we want to have happen. One is we want them to have financial peace of mind. Okay, we want them to enjoy their second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. We want you to go play, have fun, not even think about your money. And we also want to make sure, to the extent that we can, that your money lasts as long as you do. That's an important thing, wouldn't you say? And so that's our dual mandate. And that's what we do on this show as well. It's all about doing all of those things. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, indeed. And until we are number one, I'm not telling you what number we are on that list of 100. Because whatever number it is, if it's not number one, it stinks. Okay. So, but anyway, there we are. And if you've done everything properly, then by the time you pass to your great reward, you've got a few pennies left over, and you want these to go to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, and that's called estate planning. And so at the end of, in the fifth segment of every show, we have our estate tip of the week. Now this week, we're going to be talking about how to pass on a tax-free for life inheritance. How about that? You like apples? How about them apples? Now, before we do that, though, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches and, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about a tax-free for life inheritance that you can leave those greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs of yours.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Indeed. And when I say tax-free, Jack, it means that the IRS, yeah, those guys will not be involved again with that money. So how do you do that? Well, there is a kind of IRA that fits that description. And what it is called is a Roth IRA, R-O-T-H, Roth, named after Senator Roth. Now, the Roth IRA is one where the money that is in the account grows without being taxed. And then when you take distributions, when you take money out to spend it, it comes out tax-free as well. Okay? So if your children, your family inherits that from you, they will have that benefit as well. For the rest of their lives, they'll be able to grow it without tax and take it out without any taxation. So how do you do that? Well, if you are in retirement age, the chances are you don't have a lot of money in Roth IRAs right now because these came about just recently. And so what you can do is you can actually convert an existing IRA or 401k to a Roth IRA. So if you have money, and we call this legacy money, okay? So if you have money that you anticipate you will not ever get to or that you want to earmark for your kids, your grandchildren, then what you can do is you can do a conversion. You can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. And then you name whoever you want to get that money as the beneficiary of the Roth IRA. And if you do that, then when they inherit it from you, they will be able to grow that thing for the rest of their lives with no taxes and take money out of it with no taxes. How incredible would that be for them, right? Now, that's good for them. Now, here's the price of admission for you. When you convert your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, the amount of the conversion is taxable to you, okay? So you'll pay the taxes on that money when you convert it, and then it's a Roth, and now the rest is what I said. So in essence, what you're doing there is you are gifting them the income tax on that money. Does that make sense? You convert it to a Roth, you pay the tax, so you're paying it for them. So if your goal is to leave them this tax-free thing, it's all a gifting thing, right? So therefore, you pay the tax for them, and they have a nice thing for them forever. Nice.
Cool.
Very cool. Now, it's not for everybody. You need to make sure you do it right. There's a lot involved in thinking through it and planning for it. And if you'd like to visit with one of our knowledgeable, friendly, and capable financial advisors with regard to your estate planning, your income tax planning, your financial planning, if you are retired or retiring soon, and you want to talk about developing your plan, or you're retired and you want to get income, all those kind of things, then do this. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And you'll see the link there that says free portfolio review, and click on that link, put your info in there, we'll call you, we'll schedule a time to sit down with you. If we can help you, that is fantastic, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
Oh dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
And Dorothy is right. Well, no, she's not. It isn't too wonderful to be true. It is true. So moneymatters.net is our website for that. And while you're there, if you'd like, you can also come to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you, again, designed for those of you who are within 5 years of retirement or who are already there. So if you're in that 10-year zone, moneymatters.net is our website, and you can find seminars that you can attend. You can go and get podcasts of this show, articles on Social Security and 401ks, you can get videos, tons and tons of great info. So if you're 5 years from retirement, five years into retirement, that 10-year period, moneymatters.net is a website for everything that you are going to need that we can provide for you. All right? Moneymatters.net. Well, you know what, Jack? This show has gone by so quickly. I cannot believe it. It's over already. Oh, my gosh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoy doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.